I went to a wedding over Labor Day and gave a toast to a young guy I always loved, friend of my twins. They grew up together. The kind of guy you inherently know from an early age is kind. So at the wedding, I made a toast to him about kindness. So true of this young man, and resonated with everybody there. I mean, kindness is so basic, so simple, but I think we sometimes forget to integrate it into our everyday lives. So I wrote a piece about it. It's called Kindness. When my husband and I got together, we decided to talk about what we both felt were the most important traits in someone you were about to spend your life with. I immediately said a sense of humor. And after a little more thought, great footwear. I love a guy in a handsome pair of shoes. Gordon looked at me a little skeptical and said, kindness. I think it's kindness, Mary. Not as sexy as my answer, but as the years tick by, I realize he was right. I think of myself as a kind person, but for me, it moves in and out of consciousness. Kindness isn't a trait that you either have or don't have. I mean, like being able to draw a bird. It's more of a muscle that you have to exercise. You have to take it to the gym and then remember to use. The remembering is the tough part. Sometimes we're intentionally kind. You know, that random acts of kindness thing. Leaving dollar bills tucked in the cracks of dilapidated buildings so people can find them. Paying for someone's bagel because they don't have any cash. But that's not every day. The everyday thing is turning around and moving towards your spouse when they want to tell you something. Looking at them, paying attention. Leaving a pen on their desk because they can never find one. Reading a poem to them every day at 5:30. Crafting their dinner napkin into a swan. It's paying attention. But we forget. We're looking inward, figuring out what makes us happy. And when we look out, it's often the world at large. Friends you've been neglecting. Not to the sweet guy sitting at the end of the kitchen counter reading the paper in the morning. The Atlantic had an article on the importance of kindness in marriage, saying that kindness is the most important predictor of satisfaction in a marriage. You know, the glue. I believe that. But remember when we were in the third grade, how the LePage got dry and stuck in the bottom of the bottle, and you couldn't get it out of that brown rubber tip? I think that's what happens in relationships. We don't use the glue enough, so it gets stuck, gums up the rubber tip. Kindness. Hide a Snickers in his shoe. Wink at him. Cha-cha together after breakfast. Henry James said that three things in human life are important. The first is to be kind. The second is to be kind, and the third is to be kind. I guess Henry and my husband have always had this thing figured out.